This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 472, recorded June 8th, 2016. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. Radio Free Cybertron is the original and best Transformers podcast ever! With me this week, we have Matt, Don, Diecast, Chris, and Rob Clay. Guys, how's it going?
Okay.
I'm faking it. I don't really have that much caffeine in my system yet.
Why not?
I've cut, like, I almost fell asleep in an elevator today.
And you think this is better?
It's probably better for my heart.
That's not the right thing you're supposed to do in the elevator.
No. Like, yeah, I'm just like, I need
How long of an elevator trip was it?
Five.
How many floors?
Five.
Yeah, no, you need more caffeine. If you're falling asleep on a 5-floor elevator trip, you're doing something completely wrong.
I'm guzzling a Pepsi Max right now.
Or it's a really, really good Muzak.
There's no music.
No, if it was good music, you wouldn't fall asleep to it.
Don would. Don fell asleep to Cherry Pie once. If you can
depends
believe
on
that.
The music.
That's not the only thing Don fell asleep to once.
Oh, that was what I was alluding to.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so let's see. I probably should edit that out. I'm not going to. So, did anybody get anything new?
Nope. Yes.
Don, what'd you get?
Like everybody else, well, most everybody else, we got Ramjet from the Collector's Club.
Mine is probably in another mailbox in another county.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he turned
so it's
out...
It's a happy day in Wilkes, Brian.
Yeah.
It came with free paint rubs.
Battle damage. Well, mine did. Mine's in pretty good shape.
Yours is probably one of the only ones I've heard of.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm looking and don't see any scuffing, scarring, and there was no paint on the bottom of the lid.
See,
so
I've just got
everybody
a couple,
likes Don.
A couple of scuffs right on the air intakes. They're not even showing
which
up really
totally
well.
Don't show on the camera.
Yeah, they really don't show on the camera. So that tells you how bad they are. So yeah,
and
the Transformers Collectors Club learned nothing because we had this problem with the first set of subscription figures, and they said, "Oh yeah, we're going to fix that, and we're going to put styrofoam on the top from now."
And they did.
So.
In the subscription boxes, but this is the freebie figure.
Oh, the freebie figure, you know, that we paid for. That's why we buy, or most of us buy, the subscription is to get the free figure.
You do.
I bought the
subscription
to go to BotCon.
I buy it for the fiction.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And my other purchase, well, I purchased it last week, but it arrived this week.
Oh, I can beat that, Don.
Yep, you're the Monkey Primal.
Oh, you got the good one right there.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say on the Fun Pub thing, I might as well just give out my credit card on the show. You know.
Okay, let me get a pad.
Just because, I mean, you know, they did that once too and said it would never happen again.
That was 4 years ago.
It didn't happen again.
Yeah. Well,
let's not, you know, they still have till the end of the year. So to be fair, let's give them some time.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the Air Attack version. It's just this one on Lightning Blitz sale for $45, and I was lucky enough to get a Primal Prime back in the day, so they'll look really nice together on shelf. So, it just not nice to get them for the lower price.
I don't know that I need that. There's just something about it.
Yeah, it's like wholly inferior to the original release.
Yeah, I've got the original release. I don't really know that I need it.
Now, I would, you know, bop this one on the head and make it talking Gary Chalk voice, but the batteries appear to have actually gone dead in storage. Oops.
I don't remember.
Or I took them out. I don't remember.
I know at one point I had Super Primal Prime. I don't know if I still do or not. I probably don't. But if I did.
I think I still do.
Yeah, but if I did, I would put it in the box. For those, because I remember, just to because now everybody's in their 50s, for those of you who don't know what Super Primal Prime was, it was a Beast Machines toy that was the Transmetal
Transmetal 2 Optimal Optimus.
Oh, it was Optimal Optimus. But is he Transmetal 2 or Transmetal 1?
Just Transmetals.
Just Transmetals, okay. So Optimus Primal got two Transmetals. I never really thought about it before, but yeah, he's a Transmetal, so Optimal Optimus in Optimus Prime colors, because back then we didn't get Optimus Primes anymore because Hasbro didn't do that. And he was supposed to have, what, the spark of a legendary warrior or something? Back then, fiction happened on the cards on the box. So, on text specs. So, he basically, it was Optimus Prime in the Optimal Optimus armor. Oh, actually, no, it was in the armor that Quickstrike was piloting, I think, wasn't it?
Well, I think the original intent was not anything like what 3H turned it into with their fiction.
Okay. Well, long and short of it is, it's Optimal Optimus, but in Optimus Prime colors. Again, not everybody is a middle-aged man. So.
No, you're right. Color theme-wise, that and that Year of the Monkey Primal that Don paid money for no other good reason would look nice together.
Yeah, they would.
Congratulations, Don. This is your new Kronos.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, how about this? I got basically him and that set of Power Core Combiners for like $50 for the pair after Donomics kicked in. So basically I got 25 in him and 25 in the Power Core Combiner set.
Don, if I was you, I would claim that you got the Optimus Primal for free and that you paid full price for the Power Core Combiners. That's much less shameful.
Donomics is not real money.
Yeah, Donomics, I think... If
Donomics is a way of life.
If you scaled up... Yeah, that's true. If you scaled up Donomics, I think it would probably bankrupt a country.
As long as it's not our country, I'd actually like to see that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it might not be too much different than what the government does.
Yeah.
How do you respond to allegations that Donomics is responsible for the condition of Canada right now?
I have no information on that subject at this time. My staff is looking into the allegations with all due diligence.
Nice.
Matthew, can you look at that stuff faster?
So, did anybody else get anything?
No, all I got was Ramjet, but I really, really like him.
I have Ecto Cooler on the way. That's something, right?
I keep thinking
original Ecto Cooler. That was a shelf find or the reissue.
The reissue.
Okay.
Like $7 from Amazon, something like that, or very little.
You know, I never actually remember having Ecto Cooler.
Me neither, but I was told that I needed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, there's nothing really that special about Ecto Cooler except that it was green, because it just tasted like sugar enriched orange juice.
So yeah. that's
what it was,
and that it's been off shelves for 30 years.
Yeah,
now.
It'd be like if they did another run of Crystal Pepsi, which is about the same
thing.
They did. Or make Hostess Turtle Pies again.
Oh God!
Actually, I think there's Hostess Turtle Twinkies out now.
That's not the same, Don.
That's not the same.
Well, I'm saying
filling those Twinkies with that disgusting vanilla pudding substance, it is not going to have the same character as an original turtle pie.
Well, it's still a Hostess turtle thing, so 2 out of 3 is not bad.
And it's not Hostess. It's not
turtle thing.
It's not Hostess anymore since Hostess went out of business and their properties were bought by somebody else.
Yeah, amazing name.
It's a company called Hostess.
Yeah, I will.
Right, but I mean, they must be some other company that's just
or a holding company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. What have we got? Oh, contest. So we're giving away a second Combiner Wars Groove, this time on Facebook. It's a long we basically asked people to comment on our Facebook post about what you expected to see or want to see in IDW's Revolution. And this is a very long, long comment, so I'm not going to read it, but suffice it to say, our winner is Robin Armstrong. Robin,
we can probably link to that comment in the show notes afterward. Right?
It's worth a read. It's actually pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, so I will link to that. Thank you for the suggestion.
TFRadio.net/472.
You could even put it in the show notes for that matter.
I'll link to it. That's a link.
Either way, though, for tfradio.net/472.
Yeah.
If I link
it to Facebook, maybe somebody will like the page. SEO. Okay.
So congratulations, Robin. Enjoy your groove.
Yes.
And there was, let's see here. Matt, you'd like to comment from our buddy Mark.
Yes, Mark Baker Wright, I think, deserves an honorable mention for basically having Blur turn into the Flash from Crisis on Infinite Earths, running into the Speed Force. I laughed. I laughed hard.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Okay, so let's see here. This Week in History, in 2008, Transformers Mystery of Convoy is released for the Wii Virtual Console in Japan. So that had to be the crappiest Virtual Console week ever.
What else came out on Virtual Console that week?
I don't know.
Well, see, you should have researched this beforehand.
Well, I mean, Mystery of Convoy is a pretty abysmal game.
So I'm just kind of wondering if it was like part of a theme week or something. Like, you know, what's the worst shit we can dig out of the hole?
Like E.T. for the 2600, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What games will turn people off of video games? Yeah.
What can we frustrate people with this week?
Well,
Virtual Console doesn't support save states or anything, does it?
Yeah, you can save. Well, yeah, of course.
I want to say it does.
Yeah, like,
that actually might make that game a little more playable.
Yeah, you basically pause the game and exit, and it goes and it saves. You can return back to where you're at. It's not like a save state
and,
sort of system.
And immediately get shot and die when you unsave.
By something you can't see.
Yeah. Well, if frustration was the name of the game, there's not many games I can think of that would be a better candidate than the Convoy game, from what I've heard through the years.
You've never played it?
I've never played it.
I've had no way to play it.
You have a computer, right?
Yeah.
You're joking, right?
I've never played it. I don't download much.
You had a computer in the 90s, right?
On dial-up, yes. Remember, I was on Windows 98 and dial-up until 2000.
Nesticle worked on Windows 95. Don't you remember? You never used Nesticle?
I'm pretty sure there was an NES emulator for 3.1.
Of course there was.
I used CS NES and DOS, so...
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know anything about that. No, sorry.
Don, we'll play it on your computer next time I'm over at your apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be the best day of your life.
You know what? At this point, you could probably play it on a phone.
I'll guarantee it. Well, there's that remake of it, right? For the phone anyway?
Well, I was thinking just get there has to be an NES emulator for a smartphone.
Of course there is.
Probably. So, I mean,
it would be, imagine how terrible that would be trying to play it with a touch screen.
I know. I know.
Oh, that would be horrifying.
Excuse me while I look something up.
Don, seriously, we will play this.
Well, see, okay, let's say they make that thing, and then you go to a Transformers convention, and then you're going to see people throwing their phones in frustration like people giving away free Insecticons by just throwing them out across the room.
Okay, so here's what I want to have happen. Kilby, take a laptop with XSplit to Don with Mystery of Convoy on it, and screen record him playing that game and put it on the YouTube channel.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Put a microphone on him, of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Don, we're doing this.
And, you know, we're going to save this this historic moment for all time.
Well,
all the YouTube views.
Yeah.
Headmaster Don versus the Mystery of Convoy.
Hey, Don. Or we could do this. Or now, since I moved, you could come spend the night one evening. You should just drive down. It's like an hour and a half or so, something like that, probably, off 77. Wouldn't be that bad. Maybe 2 hours.
About 2 hours for me, yeah.
Yeah, you should just come on down, spend the night. We'll play some games and watch Transformers the movie.
Gee, we can have a sleep in. I'll bring my slumber bag.
Yeah, you need to.
Slumber bag?
I don't know. That's scary.
Is that a Virginia thing?
Probably. Don's from North Carolina.
But
just for some context for the other people who may not know about this game, a friend of mine was organizing an event about 5-6 years ago called Review a Bad Game Day. And Mystery of Convoy was literally the first thing I thought of for the first year that happened. Yeah. My video is out there.
Mystery of Convoy is a terrible, terrible game, but it is not the worst game of all time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It may not even be the worst Transformers game of all time, but it's second if it's not the worst.
Okay, okay, so what do you think is the worst Transformers game, if not that one?
The Japanese G1 game for the PS2.
One day I will have to try that.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of terrible.
I miss my modded PS2.
Yeah. Actually, I still
one have day mine. We'll have computers smart enough that can actually emulate PS2.
You can do that now.
I have mine
not
does.
Well.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Well, for some of the games I want, it really doesn't. Like, apparently, all the Namco Bandai Gundam games were programmed weird, and they are almost impossible to emulate properly.
Chris, you have a new Core i5. It will emulate PS2.
Well, yes, but as Rob says, some things don't emulate correctly. Even Nintendo 64, some stuff will not emulate correctly to this day just because of how the games are programmed. Pokemon Snap being a prominent example.
That's because it has an external controller.
Well, let me ask y'all something, you know, from the outside looking in real quick. Since all these older systems, the games now can fit on a lot less memory, like the flashback systems where you would get like 70 ColecoVision games built into one thing. Mm-hmm. Why don't they release like a Nintendo 64 with all the stuff programmed in, or a selection of the games, and it'd be like a plug and play system?
They have in China.
They have in China, but basically, the short answer is there's no reason they couldn't do that. But Nintendo and Sony, etc., would rather sell those games back to you one at a time on the virtual console,
over and over again with every new system.
Yes.
In some cases.
It just seems like it would make a lot of people happy. It would sell a lot of units.
And Don, the systems you're talking about, they're systems on a chip. Basically, they've been recreated in hardware on basically one chip. So the electronics required to do that is really simple, where I'm certain there's not a system on a chip version of the N64.
Not yet.
Yeah, you'd have to run a software emulator on top of some fairly hefty piece of hardware.
It just seemed like, you know, if they made like a Dreamcast that had a lot of the best Dreamcast games on it, since Dreamcast doesn't really exist anymore, but they had a lot of good games that you mm-hmm. could just plug and play like you do the ColecoVisions and Intellivisions and stuff. It would seem like that.
You'd have to find more than five people that remember what the Dreamcast was.
Boo!
And the Dreamcast is also like another order of magnitude above a Nintendo 64.
Right.
It's not that.
Which
it's,
makes it a little more complicated.
It's almost comparable to a PS2.
And
Brian, I am one of the five people.
Okay.
So
okay.
I had.
Well, me too, well, but I mean,
so,
I think
we are
that was
five
really
people.
The point overall. Yeah.
The Dreamcast runs on Windows CE. So actually,
forgot about that.
So it actually, you probably can emulate that pretty easily.
Well, it just seems like if you can fit 75 ColecoVision games on one,
well, okay, but
plug
like,
and play, they could at least get maybe 20 games.
So this
person, you know,
but like,
okay, well, we're talking about
can't be more than like 2 megabytes, right?
What?
Oh, a ColecoVision game is nowhere near megabytes.
No.
I can guarantee
no.
you that.
Yeah.
That's the difference here, Don.
The question here is not so much the amount of memory it takes to hold the game data so much as it is the amount of processing power it takes to run the game. That's really the hold up with plug and plays of newer systems.
Yeah,
we're not quite to where we could do a plug and play Dreamcast or something like that as efficiently as we can.
It has
the
to,
really old
it
stuff.
It has to emulate the hardware and software.
Well, where's my plug and play Virtual Boy with headache inducing action?
Okay, so let's move along. On a Transformers podcast, let's jump to our official
That's
news.
That's why you wear bifocals now, Don.
Wait, yeah. We missed a news item.
Yesterday was my birthday. I'm old.
Yesterday was Brian Kilby's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Happy day.
Yeah. I took the day off to unpack my house.
Well, Kilby, didn't you tweet a picture of a special birthday gift you got?
I got myself that. I got myself that hot dog toaster.
Have you tried it yet?
How is that?
I used it once, and I don't know that I ever want to use it again.
That's about what I expected, but thank you for the update.
So it. basically, of course, it cooks your hot dog. It just has a metal heating element that's right up against it. And so it doesn't make the hot dog taste good. It doesn't make it taste bad. So you get all the natural bad taste of your hot dog. Like, typically,
Well, when you use those cheap Jesse Jones hot dogs, I mean,
I'm the only person who knows what that is, Don. But no, it's a ballpark beef hot dog. So it's actually
a ballpark could make it taste better. Crap.
So a hot dog is really only good when it's cooked on a charcoal grill.
Yes.
So and this is not that. So yeah, it's not good.
So my grandmother had a gas stove, and what she would do is she would spear a hot dog on a fork and just hold it over the open flame and char the outside. It's not a charcoal grill, but pretty good.
Charring a hot dog, yeah, it really needs to be charred. Of course, my mother-in-law, who is a cook at the cafe that was down the road from my old house, and she made the world's best hot dogs, and they were not charcoal grilled, but they were really, really, really good. Okay. Oh, Jason said I should have really got an air fryer. I kind of wanted one of those.
That sounds interesting.
We used to have one. It's really nice, but it broke down very quickly, unfortunately.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 23 minutes in, we are jumping into the news. Okay, so in the news, in respect to IDW's Revolution, John Barber, Cullen Bunn, and Fico Osseo talk IDW Revolution, its impacts and its origins to, was it Newsarama or Comics Resource, comic book resources?
I think it was CBR.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so in it, basically, they say that IDW Revolution was an IDW idea and not a Hasbro mandate, which was a concern that some folks had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
I think that a lot of folks had.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I would believe that.
They say it in the story, so either that's the case or you're calling John Barber a liar.
No, I
Well, like we were talking about during
die-cast
the show...
Die-cast.
Yes. If you were on time,
but
you could have taken part in that conversation.
Yeah, it would be great. If I was at Hasbro, I'd be like, yeah, it would be great if you didn't tell anyone that we said you should do this. And then I read the first line of the article, and he said, and there's some back and forth sharing of information and ideas, which in my head means, yes, Hasbro is telling us what we need to do, and we're telling them, how if we do it this way? Is that okay?
You're not the only person who thinks that. I'm giving you
crap. There's an alternative take to this, though, which is that...
I would not call John Barber a liar. I just want to say that.
I'm giving you crap.
I see him all the time. I don't want to. You're that guy that calls me a liar. No.
There's an alternative take to this. Hasbro and IDW do share information back and forth. John Barber could have been privy to the cinematic universe thing before it was general knowledge that they were going for that. And he started tinkering with, well, what if we do the same kind of thing with our stuff? Because there's stuff to, there's depths to plumb there.
Absolutely.
That could be a very strong possibility. He could have started thinking about it when he first heard about the idea, and maybe there's something that clicked in his head that he was excited about and wanted to write. That could be.
The important thing about this, though, is that reading that interview does not give me the impression that the nature of IDW and Hasbro's relationship has changed, and that's, like, really the biggest concern we all had.
Mm-hmm. I still think this article doesn't change much in my mind because I want to see how it turns out.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we all want to see how it turns out.
Yeah, I mean, based on the information we had before, like I said, I was saying cautiously pessimistic. I'm upgrading myself to cautious.
I can agree with that.
Yes, this does not alleviate all my fears.
No, not all of them, but, you know, like I said.
Change your D&D classification to cautiously neutral.
Yes, exactly.
And like someone else said, that this might be a really good time for someone like me to jump in and say, you know, now I'm going to start reading this stuff because I
Well, you should have been reading it before Diecast. Whose fault is that?
You were reading it when we were doing Fanboy versus Transformers.
Yeah, I was reading.
He read two issues of Transformers versus G.I. Joe.
And they were great, weren't they?
Now it's over.
And the
one more issue.
The second one that we did was Scarlet. That was great.
Yeah, that
I
was
love
great,
that issue.
Great issue.
Hey, John. Welcome to the party.
What's up?
So how's Spinister?
He seems vaguely familiar.
get a good photo of that deco on that head.
Oh, yeah?
He did.
Thanks.
Oh, okay.
It's on Twitter. Check it out.
I haven't looked in the last little bit.
You haven't looked in the last 5 minutes at Twitter?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
For shame. So, let's see here. In respect to IDW Revolution, I am, again, also cautiously optimistic and disappointed that it's not Tom Scioli ifying the whole universe. I would.
Yeah, that would be entertaining. Isn't it weird, though, that, you know, we all love Transformers versus G.I. Joe, those of us that do, but the Scarlet issue, which is probably the least Tom Scioli of the entire run, is just about all our favorites. That's just a kind of an interesting thing to me, because
that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean it's the most coherent and least out there of all the issues, and it is, and just in terms of, you know, its strength as a narrative, it is my favorite of the bunch. But it's not the craziest thing he ever did either.
It's like having a really talented writer with a really good editor. Uh-huh. When somebody no longer gets edited, I don't know, like Quentin Tarantino, their stuff goes to crap.
Yeah, we used to call that Stephen King disease at my house.
Yeah, makes sense.
But the one thing I took from the article is that apparently one of the end results of this will be the creation of Mask, which
could be extremely
interesting. If that's what it takes to explain Mask in the IDW universe, and if they and they know where it's going to end up going, then maybe that'll help it be more structured as it progresses.
Well, you know, the next progression from that is once they have Mask, then they can figure out how to make their cars transform and they can become headmasters.
Diecast, spoilers, there's already transforming human mechs in the Transformers comic book. They exist in this universe.
I was going to say this. Like, they could have their own, I don't know, this is the Revolution, so later on they could have their own Civil War, so maybe Visionaries will pop up and end up, like, killing a school full of kids, and then they get destroyed, you know, and I'm waiting for Don's head to pop. No comment from Don. Okay.
I know where you live.
No, you don't know where I live now.
I can find you. Or I can go to Retro Reboot and just wait.
Yeah, that's true.
Don knows where you work.
Oh, this is true.
That's more of a threat than knowing where you live.
That's true.
Don's not.
But that means they have to go to a Home Depot. So
moving on.
So let's see here.
Hey, John DeLuna, how do you like that Armada Ramjet?
I haven't touched him. I had priorities on Spinister. So, you know.
Slide hiccup up there, everybody. Sorry about that.
He sure is scuffed up though, like every other one.
Yeah.
That arrived in mailboxes.
I'm now doing that every week.
My question is, with Spinister, did that have a piece of styrofoam on top of it?
Yes.
Okay, so it's just this description figure that
the freebie
diecast. Let it go. It's not worth worrying.
No, that's actually interesting.
It's a good question.
Yeah,
that's actually very interesting.
I guess it was cheaper to buy like 300 pieces of styrofoam to put on top of Spinister than however many thousand of the Ramjet they had to do.
Yes, because a square of styrofoam is just so expensive in bulk.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm pretty much done. I think I'm going to preemptively change my credit card number just to make sure that there's no issues.
Wow, that's biting.
So moving on.
Okay, I guess it's pissed off. I love this. Okay, so Spinister, that was the third news item. arriving. Let's see here.
Well, Diecast has a whole new crawl space to fill up, so, you know.
True. Okay. So, the SDCC 2016 G.I. Joe and Transformers exclusive set leaked. Yeah.
So, what do you think about this, Kilby?
So, they're continuing the FHE videotape themed series, and I hate them for it.
I was going to say, I thought they were done with this.
They were. Yeah. In fact,
because they didn't have one last year, right?
They did not. Let me throw up screen capture. I forgot to do that before the show. So, and this one is, let's see here. It's a Soundwave Hiss tank and a Power Glide based off of the Rattler.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me pull this up. People watching live, apologies for the delay.
That was eventually.
I have to say, I'm a little bit disappointed in this just because they're not making Kilby buy yet another Sky Striker.
Yeah,
God. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah,
but I am going to buy this.
But another Hiss tank.
Well, you know, the Hiss tanks.
Too many, right?
Yeah, true.
I mean, Sky Strikers take up a lot of room.
How many Sky Strikers do you have, Brian?
Just three.
Just three.
In what decos?
I have Jetfire, Starscream, and the real Sky Striker.
See, they really should have done Thundercracker and Skywarp too, just so we had to buy them all.
Yeah,
or done like a reverse and had like a Sky Striker and Python Patrol colors for Cobra, like they stole.
Oh no, you know what? Go Starscream Stealth Sky Striker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What from the Raven? Like the Raven's color scheme on a Sky Striker?
No. Just Starscream colors.
Oh,
and
clear plastic
on the Sky Striker.
So basically, Wonder Woman's invisible jet, just with color.
I was going to say, then you just need a Wonder Woman to go with it.
So this Bandai press release, this is not Transformers, but so you guys just shared this in the Skype chat.
Because we haven't seen one of these Bandai combiners
in like 5 years.
Yeah, the
it's
last
based on Toy Story.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. There's been two others or three others prior with Disney characters, as other Disney characters, and now there was one that was Japan only mascot characters as well. But yeah, this is basically a Toy Story robot combiner.
I thought
really weird.
Does Takara Tomy not have the license for, or does it even work that way in Japan for the transforming robots? They did. Disney transforming robots.
I don't think so. I thought it was always Bandai doing these.
Well, I mean, they had the Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck Transformers.
Yeah, was that Bandai?
No, that was Takara Tomy.
Oh, geez, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Well, these aren't transforming robots. They're combining robots.
They don't transform. Okay. Well, never mind then.
These are more like a Megazord than a Devastator.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I was going to say that's screaming Star Ninja to me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where most of the center mass comes from.
I think extra part, probably.
Yeah.
Woody's horse.
Yeah, I think I can see those big chest vents on the underside of Bullseye, in fact.
So I have never, ever, ever watched any of the Toy Story movies.
Really?
The first one's good.
Yeah, first one's quite good.
Never
and
watched
the
didn't
third
care
one,
for the second one, didn't watch the third one.
The third one will make you cry manly tears of understanding.
The third one's the worst out of all of them.
It's okay. First one is fine on its own.
So, Kilby, are you going to see the sequel to Independence Day?
Oh, God. I really want it to get here, so I will stop seeing trailers for it. There's,
that doesn't answer my question, Kilby.
I have been to so many movies lately, and that stupid trailer pops up. I'm like, what is this? I don't know what this is. It's because my brain has blocked it out.
I wish I would have seen a trailer for that when I saw Civil War.
I went to go see Raiders of the Lost Ark last night at the local movie theater. They play classic movies like every other Tuesday, and I've seen that stupid Independence Day trailer like 50 times at this point. And every time it starts up, I'm like, what is this? I think I've seen this before. And then I see Jeff Goldblum, and I'm like, ugh. It looks so terrible.
Like the first one.
Yes. like the first one.
Except I think this one might be more self-aware.
Yeah, this one is more. This one is this one. The first one was bad. This is derivative and bad.
This seems more like if ID4 was made with the mindset of Starship Troopers.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
That's very sad sounding.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to watch that or don't want to watch that.
Yeah, it's like
I've done my job.
It's like, do you want to know more? No, not really.
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope. Do not want to see it. No interest whatsoever. So, Hisashi Yuki posted new images to Twitter showing Legends Shockwave.
No, it's Legends Shockwave.
Yes.
Legends Class.
Legends Series, Legends Class, Shockwave.
I have been waiting for what for
the legend a, continues.
Yes, I've been waiting for one of the Legends toys to make Legends for months so that I could do this headline.
So there it is. I like it.
Yeah. So is he supposed to be Shockwave?
No,
it's just animation colors.
It's a more pale purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's the one
the
behind.
Lavender.
Yeah, it's the two in the back.
All right.
The other one's the Hasbro one.
Okay.
They should do a Shockwave though. That would be
Because that looks darker in picture than what he does.
I guess so. I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do like the lavender color though. That's
yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's closer to the masterpiece colors.
I like that they painted the edges of the chest piece. That kind of bugs me on the U.S. Shockwave.
Oh man, I just had a thought. They should have done the Shockwave colors in that G2 Brutica set.
I think people were suggesting that.
Yeah, instead we got Action Master Shockwave, which is a decent second place.
Yeah.
But it's so similar to the original release.
It is. With more orange, though, that's something.
You know, I bet a lot of people will buy the this Legend Shockwave from Japan to use for, because it's more show accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably sell the one that came with the Bruticus.
Let's see here, moving along. Oh, and in the because we have to category, here's a bunch of Transformers 5 news. Okay, so this is my favorite story from all of this Transformers 5 dump. Britain's loneliest dog wins a role in Transformers 5. Basically, this dog has been adopted 18,000 times, or rejected for adoption 18,000 times. I don't know why. Is he unruly or something?
No, she has epilepsy.
Yeah, the seizures.
Yeah, so yeah. Even though it is treatable, I believe, with medication.
It is, but it requires a fair amount of constant care from what the more detailed article that was going around said. But basically, Michael Bay has said that the dog is not only going to get a part in the movie, he is going to try and find a home for it, and if not, it is going home with him.
Aw. Well, good for him. I think you, Michael Bay.
Yes, I will give him credit for being an awesome person there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, there's that. I'm assuming that she's going to play a dog. Or maybe she might.
You never know.
She could be the female lead. I don't know. Okay, so let's see here. What else?
A really uncomfortable opening shot.
Oh, God. Good point. That's true. Okay, so, and because he's going to get paid a lot of money, Anthony Hopkins is going to be in Transformers 5.
Well, Brian, can I talk about this for a second?
Yeah, do it.
My theory is he's going to be a voice actor, like, say, for Alpha Trion, Vector Sigma. If they're going the whole Quintesson route, he's going to play a wise old sage character. Because that way, with him being a vocal actor, he's paid on a different scale, and that, but they can still use his name for all the publicity, the posters, and everything. And then that way, he doesn't have as much time invested in the movie, so he can still do his other movies where he's on screen, but he does the voice work for this one. So it works out well that you get. Again, this is just my theory, but the, you know, him—he's doing the voice, and they get to use his name as like we've got him in this film, but he's going to be a voice.
So he's Orson Welles in this movie.
Well, hopefully he has a better look than Mr. Welles did, but I'm just saying I think he's going to be a voice actor
because they wouldn't have to spend as much money. He wouldn't have to have as much time. And kind of everybody wins in this little bit of, you know,
well,
cast.
Like when Kelsey Grammer was in Dark of the Moon, he wasn't on screen that much.
Age of Extinction.
Age of Extinction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Age of Extinction?
Yeah.
Okay. They all just run together. They're just one big explosion.
So I'm guessing he's going to be, you know, a Vector Prime or a Alpha Trion or, you know, Vector Sigma, something like that.
Big Daddy.
I'm thinking either that or the human villain. One of those two.
Yeah, he'll be the new Frasier.
He's gonna be Windbreaker. He'll probably be Windbreaker.
It'd be kind of cool if maybe like they get like three or four different.
Or Chumley.
But you know, if they got him and a couple other major actors to do voices,
it'll be
each
blur.
One. Each,
no, he'll be the old cranky Autobot.
No,
Cup.
What I was saying is that if they get a couple more people doing voices, each one could be the voice of like a quintesson, one of the judges' heads.
Hmm. Rob, was it you that suggested that he would be Mark Wahlberg's father?
No, I think that was Mickey. And, you know, if you're going to have to stand on screen next to Mark Wahlberg and look embarrassed, you may as well have a character reason for it.
Okay, so let's see here. Lots more stuff. Car photos. It looks like Barricade's back.
Possibly so. It's a police car and people have said a Decepticon police car. I haven't looked at that set of photos.
It says
very
to
closely.
Punish and enslave.
That's Barricade.
That's Barricade.
Oh, it does? That must be it.
That's Barricade.
Yeah.
I was more interested that there's going to be a Volkswagen bus in it.
Maybe and mechanical animal that shot out of him. What was that?
Frenzy. Frenzy's dead.
Yeah. So oh my god. Oh god. A Volkswagen bus.
Yes, I want a
that splits in half.
It's a motorcycle.
Oh, probably not.
No. Please don't be.
No, it doesn't.
Flat. Please
it
don't
doesn't. It doesn't split in half. And
okay, good.
I'm sure they won't. At least as far as we know, it doesn't split in half. There's no reason they'd actually do that. So
okay, it's just it's big enough to do that. You know, you can make the toy big enough to actually do that, like the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Oh god.
We have a new Bumblebee. We have another Ironhide.
That Volkswagen actually looks like it has a Decepticon symbol on the front. It does it?
That's a Volkswagen emblem.
That's the same thing.
So for Christmas 2017, I guess the Beehive is back in operation.
Operation Beehive, yeah, good call, Don. But yeah, there's a lot of crap in this, a lot of vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certain these will be characters of some shape or form.
Well, I mean, probably not that car with the camera rig on it.
That would be great.
That would be a great toy.
Yeah.
Also, they will probably be robots, but I will dispute the idea that they are definitely characters.
Yeah. So,
but it does look like Hound is back, and since John Goodman was like the sole bright point in that entire movie, that's something to be happy for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Hyper Hobby, Character Land, Volume 7 scan, show Masterpiece Optimus Primal. And Titan Master Ghost Shooter.
Which is just a straight repaint of Loudmouth.
But it's Ghost Shooter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To go with the Ghost Shooter you already just got.
Well, maybe the head's small enough to fit down to the neck post on the deluxe one.
Yeah, that would be great.
And just kind of, you know, jam it in there and pretend.
Yeah. We've already, let's see here.
I really want to know what the sounds and the voices, the supposed sounds and voice clips are going to be for Takara's Fortress Maximus. Because I mentioned this on Twitter, as I wish they had used clips
Head
from
Green Book. On! It'd be like that.
Enlarge!
Okay. So.
I was hoping they would use Rebirth Season 3 clips for the American Fortress Maximus. It'd be nice to see if they use headmaster clips for the Japanese version.
Well, right. We already know they're getting the original voice actor back to record the voice clips.
Yeah.
All has right. that been confirmed?
I believe so, yeah. Oh. I think that's listed on the Takara Tomy Mall page.
Can I go back to my theory about why it's not the photography on the masterpiece photos? Optimus Primal looks excellent.
Well, it could be different. Could have been a different photographer.
Or it could just be so excellent.
It's a photogenic toy.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. And, yeah, good point. Could be. Either way. We'll see. I want it.
Blaster too.
What?
So we all hated Ironhide's pictures, and we loved Ironhide. We all loved Trax's pictures and hated Trax.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now you love Primal's pictures.
That I don't know what that actually is. Yeah.
I'm just putting that in your head.
I'm sure there's no correlation.
Think about that, Kilby.
Yeah.
Think
about that. Let's see here. I don't specifically have a story I want to link to or show off, but Transformers Earth Wars launched, what, last week? Is anybody playing it?
I played it the first day, and then I forgot about it.
I want to play it. I just haven't yet.
I don't have enough app space open on my phone to install it.
Oh.
Sad trombone.
I see a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter talking about it.
I don't have enough time during the day to play mobile games.
I know Rob Springer's playing it.
Yeah,
because Matt is either
Mickey
working or sleeping.
Mickey tried playing it too and was not enjoying the experience.
Rob Springer, on the other hand, was, but you know he's Rob Springer, so you know joy
Rob
just
Springer
comes
enjoys
to him
all
naturally.
Mobile games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Rob Springer had the power of supernatural enjoyment of all things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want to play it. I'll give it a shot. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Okay, so let's see here. Hey, thank you, Amazon. I love you very much. You help pay for all of this. tfradio.net/Amazon. It's not up right now, sad trombone, but I just bought some Ecto Cooler so I can reenact that meme where it's got the fat bearded guy basically saying that he's enjoying Ecto Cooler to no end, but he's been bashing the new Ghostbusters trailer to no end.
God, that's just...
Yeah. But hey, I'm actually going to go see Ghostbusters this weekend at
Let me know how that turns out.
Yeah, the limited re-release of the 1984.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely giving the new movie the benefit of the doubt. If I watch it I don't like it, but
yeah.
it's hard to tell from the trailer. I like the effects.
Yeah, well it's like I was saying a few weeks ago, Brian, you know, you watch a 2-minute trailer and you're judging the entire movie.
That's the point of a trailer, Don, is to get you
to
interested in the movie, and did not get me interested in that movie. I'm sorry.
But
Doctor Strange's trailer.
Yeah,
Doctor Strange's trailer looks great.
Well, the Strange trailer is more of a teaser trailer. It's just meant to...
But you know what you can do? If you want to see the original Ghostbusters, it's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
This is the plug portion of the show, not the talking about Ghostbusters part.
They have Ghostbusters in 4K.
4K master, yeah. So if you have a 4K TV, you can buy a $400 4K Blu-ray player.
You can see every pore on Dan Aykroyd's face.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about buying one. I kind of want one.
I'm trying to imagine what the special effects would look like in 4K.
Really good.
Paid for John DeLuna. We'll just do the new Soundwave portion of Radio Cybertron, where we tell you, wait for the next PlayStation that's supposedly going to come out in the next year, because that is going to apparently be a 4K Blu-ray player.
And you can buy that at tfradio.net/Amazon when it comes out.
Or get the current one right now. It's available. It's cheap. You need to get it.
Get TFradio. Both.
Get both.
Get the current one now while you're waiting on the new one.
Get a Xbox One while you're waiting.
I will be ordering.
Oh, that reminds me, though. Transformers Devastation is actually down around $25 on Amazon.
Really? tfradio.net/Devastation. That still works.
Actually... I should break that out and play that again at some point.
It's a good game.
Finish.
Actually, TF game. It was TF game. Sorry. Mm. Wrong URL.
Mm. Good job, Kilby.
At $30.
It's been a while, though.
Yeah, we haven't used it in a while. But yeah, let's see here. Did I get anything cool this week? Like, I'm going to go broke because of the same day Amazon shipping.
Have you started buying your toilet paper that way yet?
I'll do it now. Let's see how easy this is.
Yeah, one roll at a time.
I ordered one of those Red Bull Dash buttons so I can just press it whenever I need Red Bull and it'll ship.
Now, I've seen those. What are those?
It's basically just a button that's hooked up to one item, and when you press that button, it orders the item for you.
Okay, so here's toilet paper. It's 48 rolls.
So, Don, think about this. If you had one of those buttons and Massey just came along and started stepping on it over and over again... There's no telling what you could end up with a house full of.
Yeah, you could
by the end of it.
Now, right? Now if
the toilet, like, oh, I need paper.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know what they were, and that's very weird.
It's a thing.
Okay. It's just, you know. Now, of course, if they had RC-10 and I could just mash a button and get a case of RC-10, now I would definitely do that.
I need a cheerwine button.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they do.
Just okay.
Also, Don, I think you need to work on your diction when you say mash a button, because the way you said it sounded a lot like another word.
But yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon. We love you, tfradio.net/Amazon. Like, I really do. Like, since it was my birthday yesterday, I can't find my Blu-ray. Not my Blu-ray. My secondary Bluetooth speaker that I kept in the other room. I have my Amazon Echo here, but I needed the one for the other room. I couldn't find it. So I just bought one off Amazon, same day shipping. It was like $20, and it was the best thing ever. I got it yesterday, and it sounds phenomenal. Totally recommend it. Okay, so moving to third-party news, tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, so Crash Hog and Dump Yard. Keith's Fantasy Club. Junk Heap and...
Rengar.
Rengar. Brain's not working. Didn't these already come out?
Not Masterpiece Junkions.
No, they didn't come out. They've just been colored test shots, like unpainted colored test shots forever.
For like 3 years.
Yeah, I saw...
Not that long, but for a while.
BotCon. Totally closed down.
Because I thought this popped up around the same time that DX9's...
Yeah, I think they actually like released pictures of their prototypes in response to that.
Yeah, when DX9 did their Rengar, that was like 2 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know.
So, like, we just recorded a mini-cast in respect to, like, how slavish these third-party toys should be to G1. And this is pretty darn slavish. I mean, that's kind of, though, what KFC does. That's one of the things that KFC does when it comes to their toys.
I hate that I want it so bad, but I do.
You want it so bad you can taste it?
Well, the problem is you can get burned pretty easy on KFC stuff. So, you know, this could be really nuts or really bad.
So, do they
did you get the Scourge, the Andrus?
Yeah, I got Scourge. He was,
and you liked that one, right?
Yeah, he was okay.
Was that KFC or was that the sub brand?
Oh,
that was X-Transbots, right? Huh. Same thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. I like the look of these, and that's not uncommon. Their stuff usually looks good. I don't know. It's something I'd want to feel in my hand first, but I do like the look of it. Okay, let's see here. Any other thoughts around it? Anybody want it?
They look good, but
yeah.
I want it. I gotta get.
Gotta have it. Okay.
Pre-order it. Diecast. Do it now.
Do it. Let me know if it's good.
They did a nice job of...
Someone has to pre-order something on the show.
They did a nice job of providing like variation on the same basic body frame between the two of them. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Perfect Effect PC-15 Power Master Optimus Prime Upgrade Kit. It's a not God Bomber for a toy that's not out yet.
I was going to say, we don't even have this toy yet, and we're already getting upgrade kits for it.
That's getting to be pretty standard.
At least that way, it doesn't come out like 2.5 years after the toy comes out.
Yeah. And I want to see more of this, because I might be interested in this.
Yeah.
So, are they that far along in the design of it that this actually would work with the toy, or is this just a sample of what it could look like, and they're going to redesign it once they actually have a toy in hand?
I haven't seen the picture in a while, but it kind of looks like a prototype.
Yeah. It kind of looks like they have a toy in hand. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, like a lunchtime special or something.
Yeah, because look at the picture. I mean, there is what looks very much like a Power Master Prime. They're just totally blacked out in the picture of this. So,
oh, is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah,
I thought that was just some sort of mock-up of something. I don't know. No, yeah, it's very much probably a stole. That's not the right word. An acquired Titan Master, Power Master Prime.
Stolen is probably the right word, but not by anybody involved with the making of this God Bomber. Let's say.
Yeah,
we should have these in hand soon. I mean, they were listed end of May on some websites.
And, I mean, they're already out in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Certain Titan Master, Titan Return stuff like Fort Max and.
Yeah, I don't think Prime was one of them. But.
Is it not?
I think it's just for all I've seen the reviewers get is Fortress Maximi.
Yeah, I think what they got was Legends and Fortress Maximus. People had a chance to look at Power Master Prime as part of that hands-on thing in Taiwan, but I don't think, you know, other than that and anything else that was leaked out, I don't think anyone else has a hold of it yet.
Paul Agnew's birthday was actually yesterday, too, and I tweeted it. On Facebook or Twitter or something, I sent him a message saying, happy birthday. Go
happy birthday, Paul.
Fortress Maximus and ship it to me if you can.
Happy birthday, Paul. Get me a Fortress Maximus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And happy birthday, Paul. We love Paul.
Yes. Paul is awesome.
Paul is awesome. Okay.
We torture him at BotCons.
Never.
Oh, he was great. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, Spark Toys Alpha Pack Unofficial War Within style Optimus Prime. I think we talked about this before. It's
quite about now.
Yeah. Anybody getting it?
No.
No. I like the toy. I'm just not real hepped up on that design for Optimus, but it looks nice.
It's also almost as tall as MP10.
Yeah, I like the character design. I don't need the masterpiece version of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, there's still some more within aesthetic. People like the aesthetic, so
they're working on a Megatron from the War Within designs, which actually looks a lot more interesting as a design than this does.
Just kind of lay down though, and
well, the Titanium did. A bigger, more involved engineering toy could do different things.
Hopefully,
now. But notice no one is rushing to make a better version of the Megatron Titanium tank from the G.I. Joe design. They're not rushing to improve on that.
Well, how can you improve on perfection, Don?
Yeah. There's that. Let's see here. What else we got? Last item in the news. Speaking of X-Transbot, their unofficial Cyclonus color test shot photo. Mm-hmm. So... how is this different than... Oh, Andross was Scourge. That's... Okay.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
That's how it's different. It's another character.
It's another character entirely.
So I like this one because it comes with a little tiny Galvatron to put in the cockpit in jet mode.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to have a... You know, it's... If you're going to have a little add-on bonus, that's a pretty good one to have.
Yeah.
And it comes with Nightstick.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I kind of want this.
Is anyone...
Yeah, that looks really nice.
Doing a Cyclonus?
Yeah. And you liked Andross, right?
Yeah, Andross was nice. That's why I'm thinking I'll probably get him. No one else is doing a Cyclonus right now, or is there another company doing one?
There's already another Cyclonus, I thought.
Not Matt.
Scale?
DX9 didn't do one, besides the Warren Pocket?
No.
I know Fans Toys is doing a Galvatron, right? I think.
Yeah.
DX9 doing a big Galvatron too.
And wow, I think one of the companies showed silhouettes for Cyclonus and Scourge too, but it's hard to keep up.
I'm just amazed that Tiny Galvatron has knees and elbows. That's.
I mean, I think if like Fans Toys was doing a Cyclonus, I would wait for theirs. But if they're not probably not doing one, I'll probably pick this up.
This Cyclonus is freaking massive. He stands like chest, head, and shoulders over Masterpiece Shockwave.
Well, Cyclonus is supposed to be, you know, tall dude.
So is Shockwave.
Well, everybody agrees Shockwave's Masterpiece is kind of on the small side, though, right?
Yeah.
Character, but, like, you know, comparative.
I mean,
Odon.
He's not that much smaller than Soundwave.
Cloud Starscream?
Well, I don't want it, but I thought I'd put that up for y'all and for the listeners.
So HLJ has Cloud Starscream for 4,500 yen.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Isn't someone looking for that? Was that John DeLune?
Chris.
No, me.
Chris. Yeah.
So I just tried to add to cart and it says page not found.
That's for okay. About $42. I am also adding this to cart.
I'm also too.
I want to see what the shipping is going to be on that.
It's spinning.
What's shipping on a Voyager usually run from Hobby Link Japan? Anybody know?
I don't know. I don't buy from HLJ that much.
This is pre July 1st EMS price increase, so I do not know. I've not bought anything since first of the month, but I was getting my alternators. I was getting my Masterpiece cars mostly from HLJ, and it was running about 13 EMS shipping, 13 to 14, give or take.
Okay.
And that was
HLJ,
and that was
must be getting hit pretty hard right now.
That was 3 to 5 days, and it was usually here within, you know, that time period.
Okay.
So, well, we'll try to pick this up later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
This isn't going anywhere right now.
I'll check again in 15 minutes. Okay.
Let me know how that goes.
Okay, let's see here. What else we got? Rob, what's on T-Formers?
Okay, well, first up, we've got new, like, tiny little die-cast figures of Age of Extinction, Optimus Prime, and Bumblebee, which are actually part of a larger line of figures that includes, like, Marvel, Evangelion, Hello Kitty, all sorts of things. If you want, you know, if you want really heavy little figures with minimal articulation, that they've got you covered, and they're only about $10 a piece. So,
cool.
Next up, we've got the page one line art and an expected release date for Sins of the Wreckers number 5, which should be out not this coming Wednesday, but the next. Nick Roche isn't quite sure why it was delayed, not on his end, but yeah, we will be seeing the last issue of that in a couple of weeks. We've got Titans Return Crash Bash, a pretty good gallery of that, which it looks really nice. I'm going to be covering all of the small Titan Masters for T-Formers. That's going to be nice to do.
Wow.
Also, some in-hand images of the Armada of Cyclonus set, which is the Armada of Cyclonus set.
Yeah.
It has a new head sculpt in it.
Yeah, that is worth mentioning.
And Cyclonus has a usable left hand now.
Hooray.
Yay.
I forgot he didn't. It's been so long. Wow. But, and lastly, we have got some pictures from the 1985 Universal Studios tour of the Megatron you could take a picture with, and also some of the suits that were on hand. Jazz, Starscream, Grimlock. It's a nice little gallery. I hadn't seen some of that before.
Cool. Awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Questions, feedback. The first question, did we use this before? I couldn't remember. I had it marked use. I just...
Seems familiar.
I forwarded it to you.
I think this is a follow-up from something we talked about before.
This was something we'd gotten an email in May, and I try to save off the emails I want to comment on. I don't think we mentioned it, and if we did, I apologize. Okay, question. Make Toys Guardia. So what's your opinion? It's from Kent. What's your opinion on Make Toys Guardia, the Not Defense War? I pass on the Takara Unite Warriors Protectobot set, but the core Robot Vulcan is coming out soon and looks pretty awesome. Thanks. So, What do you guys think?
Why are you punting, Brian? What's your opinion?
I don't have it. I don't like it. I don't like the look of it.
Burn. Yeah.
That's kind of where I am with it, too. I think Combiner Wars Defensor is a really nice update of Defensor, and this thing is a really nice... you know, the center robot, Vulcan, it's a really nice hotspot colored Gundam.
Yeah. So, like, when it comes down to, like, make toys and, I guess, fans project combiners, they don't really do anything for me. And some of them, I think, just look too off. They don't even look right. I mean, like, I think make toys pretty much does the best job when it comes to third-party Transformers. I mean, I genuinely do, except for combiners. Just doesn't work for me. But with that being said, that's probably because they're trying to be original and push the envelope. And we happen to have recorded an RFC minicast this week. We discussed that topic. So
yeah. Points to them on that, because I mean, it is a cool looking robot. It's just if I have the what I think is the best hotspot, and it only ran me $20. So
yeah, that's... exactly. Exactly. Okay, so let's see here. That's from email. The next three we'll just jump to shortly, and they are from YouTube. YouTube can't speak. So last week, the highlight of the show was Diecast and Kilby hanging up on him. That was awesome.
We all agree.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's see here. I'm going to skip this next one for a second and jump to the last one. The Quintesson.
Quintessaiyan,
like Super Saiyan and Quintessaiyan.
Uh-huh.
That is a very...
So that'd be what, Super Saiyan 5?
Yeah, that is a very... nice. Nice. That is a very YouTube handle. I like that. Can you guys do comic book reviews? Hey, it's a good question. We actually used to have a comic book review podcast.
A couple.
You can find comic book reviews on T-Formers every week the comics come out.
But it's not a podcast. People like consuming this stuff in podcast form.
You can find comic book reviews on T-Formers every week the comics come out.
Okay. And let's see here. Shaman 55. These guys seem to be getting more and more cynical as time goes on. Time goes by and seem to like Transformers less and less with each podcast. There's less and less enthusiasm in general. And the show really shows the importance of Don to the podcast. Well, Don is important to the podcast.
I'm so excited for Titan War.
He at least is not cynical to the extent of everyone else. Here's hoping that you guys find some way to find happiness and joy again in Transformers. Don, your comment.
Well, we're not cynical. We're cyclical. We've seen all this stuff coming. We know what's coming. It ain't here yet. We want it. And this is like... This is the point where if we were a 24-hour news network, we would be repeating the same things that we know over and over and over again until something new happened. And there's no point in that because we've talked this stuff to death. We've seen all the pictures. We just want the stuff to get here, and it's real hard to get excited about stuff that we're just in a holding pattern for.
Admittedly, we have kind of gotten tired of Combiner Wars a little bit, but not to make too much sauce.
Speak for yourself, Kilby.
True. but not to make too much sausage here. But like the makeup of the podcast is not really by accident. I mean, Don is very positive, and that's the reason he's here. You know, XV's an asshole. That's the reason why he's here. Diecast was like the Robin character from Batman. Like, you know,
that was just that one Halloween.
True. But he was enthusiastic, but at the time he was like new to Transformers or newer. He didn't have the background that we did. So it was a chance to Diecast to say, hey, well, why is this? Well, you could say, well, that's why.
And he still does that.
Which is why he's here. It's
I guess when you get as experienced as us, we're kicking you off the show.
to your point, like I think we fluctuate, which is kind of normal, but I do pay attention to like how negative we get from time to time. And these guys have heard me say, hey, we're getting too negative. We need to pull it back.
Yes. And then I flip you off.
Yeah, this is true. So, you know, we try to correct course, but I don't think we've been too negative or cynical. I think Well, when it comes to certain things, like certain third-party stuff, like all the Dinobots, all the combiners, you know, I mean, that is what it is. It's dumb.
Look, but, I mean, there is no way to not get fatigued with the third-party stuff when it comes to some of this stuff, because it's just the same thing again and again and again.
Yeah.
You can only look at so many Dinobots.
Yeah. And I just want to point out that this is commentary on last week's episode when we were talking about IDW's Revolution, and my initial feelings about that, which have been modified slightly by the news since, were very negative, but I tried very hard to put that in as thoughtful and not knee-jerk a way as possible. I wanted to be able to explain why I was having a negative reaction to it and why it stood to, in my opinion, possibly damage the things that I really enjoy about IDW's Transformers comics. And that's the thing. The negativity that we expressed about that subject comes out of how much we love what IDW is doing now. And I would just like, you know, everybody to remember that in terms of that particular subject. And, you know, I am feeling a little bit better about it now, but there's still cause for concern in my opinion. But, you know, sometimes when the news hits us in a negative way, we're going to, you know, we can only react to it the way we react, but I always do my best to explain why and not just knee-jerk say it sucks. With the movie stuff, I probably knee-jerk say it sucks, but that's because I have explained myself continually over a period of, oh God, almost 10 years now. But, you know, I sometimes I'm negative, yes, but I try to have a reason.
Yeah. Plus the fact is, I'd rather us be a little negative and be honest about it and say, like, these are our concerns than be hyper and happy and tee-hee-hee, look at all the – and it's not something that we feel honest about. And that comes across as really fakey.
So, yeah, Don's exactly right. So it's a balance. It's a balance. One, we have to be honest. If we're not honest and we're just lying and, you know, BSing and being disingenuous, we're not going to do it. Two, I love Transformers. It's the reason we put in all this time to produce this is because we freaking love Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, we've been doing this for a long, 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 long time. So it is cyclical. There are ups and downs. So while you may catch us on something trending down a little bit, I mean, if it's somebody's first, second, or tenth episode, you know, they may be at a high point. We may be at a different point in our fervor. It's a natural change. I mean, it's about Transformers. They transform, but change is normal. We sometimes change from really excited to, you know, really kind of cynical, but if we go the cynical route, we typically pull ourselves back when something cool happens.
We do try to censor ourselves as best we can. That's why I get very, very quiet when you guys talk about movie stuff.
Yeah. See, exactly. And you know what? I love joking and bashing the movies. I enjoy that. I get happiness from that. So I do that in a very excited way. Because to me, that's...
I just get spiteful.
Yeah, to me, that's fun. But yeah, so...
We have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What's the breaking news?
Masterpiece Thrust from Tokyo Toy Show.
All right.
That is not a surprise at all, but I will buy it.
That's not a surprise either.
So it makes me sad that this is, of course, Masterpiece Thrust, the Conehead, and not Masterpiece Thrust, the Beast Machines motorcycle.
Well, yeah.
What?
Just Beast Machines Masterpiece. Those words do not fit.
That was the best timing of that possible.
And there is their Skyrene also in this person's Twitter feed.
Oh, cool.
And it does look like that one leg is Ratchet.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Sorry, Don.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're not the least bit sorry.
I'm not the least bit sorry.
No, he's not.
Beast Machine Thrust is one of the greatest Transformers characters of all time. Oh, yeah, there it is.
So have we got a link?
Hang on, their
image. That's a tiny image. I'm looking at the large version on Twitter.
We'll get more pictures pretty soon. Tokyo Toy Show is pretty much literally just started.
Oh yeah, definitely Ratchet.
I would say so.
Damn.
Well, no, that's good. I don't have to get it now.
So Green Sam in the chat said, "Just wait for the Great Beast Machines anniversary. We're gonna get nothing."
There's gonna be a whole lot of white in that Sky Rain set with Wheeljack, Ratchet, and Skylynx.
No, what's going to be, Brian, is they skipped over My Robots in Disguise 1.0, and they skipped over Beast Wars. Beast Machines is the one they're going to go out for some reason. You're probably right.
Yeah,
it's like Robots in Disguise, no homages, no mention, no nothing. You know, Beast Wars, we're getting all the stuff from Japan. There's nothing coming out in the U.S. that we know of. But Beast Machines sure have all the anniversary product you can stand.
If we could get a Thrust and a Scavenger out of that, I would love it.
It looks like there's art up for another Diaclone reboot figure, too.
Ooh, which ones?
I have no idea. It's in one of the pictures in the person's timeline. I don't know of Diaclone.
Also, while we're at it, because I was reading comments from YouTube, a 30 said that we are, primarily me, terrible Machine Robo fans, and you're exactly right. That was, I think,
yep.
I'm glad you made the observation because somebody had to. I agree with you.
Because, you know, I'll be honest, I've got a lot of, most of mine are GoBots, but I do have, I was lucky, I've got, you know, the Rocket Machine Robo and a couple of, you know, I was lucky enough to get a Snoop and a couple of the actual Machine Robo ones, but I still call them all by their GoBot name. It's just so much easier.
Yeah.
Well, Diecast, HLJ is probably getting slammed right now with their. Just wait till the Gundam pages go up.
Oh, cripes.
You know, if you want to see a backlog. Oh, speaking of HLJ. Masterpiece MP10 is on sale for $123 before shipping after conversion. So that's not a bad. I don't know what the shipping is
going to be. Yeah, that's about what I paid for mine.
Yeah, and
when I picked it up at retail.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let me go back. Anything that I want to mention? Oh, in the chat. Was it Green Sam again? Green Sam asked which Robin Diecast is, and I said Carrie Kelly, who's the Robin from Dark Knight Returns.
I like Carrie Kelly.
My favorite Robin, pretty much, except for Tim.
Well, Don, when you say that, it implies you don't like Diecast.
No, Carrie.
That's why I was going to say Diecast was Jason Todd.
Other than I guess Dick and Tim, Carrie is easily the best Robin ever.
Well, now don't forget Stephanie was Robin for a little while, but I haven't forgotten.
But I kind of love Damien.
Oh, Damien is great too. Damien is great too, but Carrie is phenomenal. Carrie's a good soldier. Okay,
is that the Diaclone base robot? The one that served as the base.
It's big powered. I don't remember I think the base was just called like the Great Robot Base or something like that.
Okay.
So do we think we're going to get any more? Any more news, or do we wrap it up?
Maybe give it a minute just in case. I don't know.
I'm still trying to see that. I'm still trying to see that Thrust.
There's links in the Skype chat, Don.
I'm trying to get them to load. There he is. Okay, it finally loaded.
Well, it's not like it's HLJ. Yeah,
I was about to say, I'm sure these are getting hit pretty hard, too.
Now, that Thrust, yeah, I like Twitter. That. I like the way the Thrust, based on what I'm seeing just on this initial shot, I like the way this Thrust
There's
looks.
There's a better one, Don, right there. Okay.
I like the way the Thrust looks more than the Ramjet did, at least as far as... which one, Brian?
That one I just sent.
Right above Matt's comment.
And I'll show it on the screen here.
The last link in the chat, Don.
I'm trying... Oh, that's not what I'm... Brian.
Okay.
Made me waste browser power.
Beast Machines Thrust. Voiced by Jim Burns.
Da, 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 da. Browser power.
He is the only Transformer to flip off, to give the finger, at least in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
That's pretty notable.
Yeah, you know, Matt, you may not be the only person getting thrust.
Uh-huh.
It does look pretty nice.
Well, if you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll go really well with the other 7 Masterpiece Seekers I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to get...
That's how Seekers work.
Yes.
Yes.
But then if I get him, I'll have to get Ramjet and then Dirge when he comes out.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I want Dirge. Then we'll get a new mold. And then we can start over again.
That's how Seekers work.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And for it every single time.
Yeah, we'll just like this guy's neck deep in Ultraman, so I don't think we're going to get anything else tonight from
him. Yeah, so let's wrap this up. We'll be back next week. Follow us at TF Radio on Twitter. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We'll catch you later.
Bye, y'all. Take care.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.